You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Rangers are going to have some decisions to make down the road a little bit. Not quite there yet, but let's speculate a little bit what happens when Yu Darvish comes back. I am Allison Footer. I'm here with T.R. Sullivan. And T.R., I have been reading a lot of your coverage lately, and it is very interesting to think about how there's really no obvious choice to boot out of the rotation when Darvish does come back. A.J. Griffin is making a fantastic case for him to remain in the rotation. I guess he'd kind of be the guy that you would think normally, but what a fantastic year start to the year he's had. So that's it's going to be hard to really take him out of the equation, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. He's pitched very well. The guy that may be on the hot seat is Martin Perez. He's 0-4 with a 4.5 ERA. Very highly regarded pitcher, former top prospect, no longer a prospect, obviously. He's a guy that, if they had to, they could move to the bullpen, long relief, middle relief, short relief, something like that. I mean, that would be a choice to make because they really like this guy and they really are hoping that he's going to have a breakthrough season. But, obviously Cole Hamels, Colby Lewis, Derek Holland pitched pretty well. I mean, it's a tough choice right there for Martin Perez, but on the other hand, we still have, 4 weeks to go, so it's not a decision they have to make right now, but, Martin Perez would be a guy that might be on the hot seat.
Yeah, I would think that, it's not just, unfortunately, it's not just performance-based, but it's often like who could transition the best into a bullpen role. Or if you wanted to send a guy out, obviously somebody like in a longer term deal is not going to go anywhere. So that's kind of, I guess, what they have to think is like, who could transition to it into long relief or just be that guy who could do whatever we need him to do. And it wouldn't necessarily affect his performance. I guess that's where Perez, his strength would be almost.
Well, he's left-handed and you can always use left-handed relievers and it's kind of run through about four of them right now, so that's another consideration.
Okay. So A.J. Griffin, we've talked about him in the past, and I think I saw him pitch toward the end of spring training. And to miss the last two seasons after Tommy John, and then he wins a spot in the rotation the last week of spring training. We tend to forget that he was a 14-game winner 3 years ago with the A's, so it's not like anything's a shock. I mean, he does have a good track record, so he's just been a huge boost for this team.
Well, he's a guy who knows how to pitch. He's not an overpowering guy, but neither is Colby Lewis. He's, he throws 89, 90 miles an hour with a fastball, but he has that big slow curve. He has the cutter. He has all the pitches, and he's a strike throw. Occasionally, he'll give up a home run, but for the most part, he goes right after hitters, and he's pretty fearless. So, the Rangers like what they've seen so far.
Okay, and so Cole Hamels, has there been any progress on that? So Skip, because of a groin issue, threw a bullpen session without any problems. Has there been any shift in that? Do they know when he would be coming back?
They've been very coy with what they're going to do with Cole Hamels, but I imagine he'll start this weekend. He may throw a bullpen on Wednesday or Thursday, and they'll see how that goes. I think they're optimistic that he'll be in the rotation very soon. They have not put him on the disabled list, and they don't seem to be too concerned, but they haven't really come out and said when he's going to pitch next.
Okay. What do you think of the offense? Just let's talk about that a little bit. It seems I was watching their series with the Yankees, shut down Eovaldi for a nice seven innings. They've been kind of hot and cold, though, I guess. Are they still trying to sort of find their stride, or you think they're sort of being steady?
They're trying to find their stride. Delino DeShields has not yet taken off. Neither has Rougned Odor, a couple of young kids that they were hoping would really, step it up this year, Allison, and, really have an impact on the offense. Mitch Moreland struggled a little bit in the middle of the lineup. They don't have Shinsu too, but obviously Nomar Mazara has been terrific. Fielder is driving in a few runs, hasn't hit for a lot of power yet. They don't have a lot of power right now going on. They're hoping Moreland, Beltran, and Fielder would give him some more power. Hasn't happened yet, but for a while they were leading the league in runs scored, and then they kind of hit some tough pitching in Chicago. And those White Sox had some good young arms, so maybe that was an aberration.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. TR, thanks so much. Appreciate it. We'll catch up with you soon.
Okay. See you later.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.